ambition. We had our heads down, baiting hooks. 3 wild salmon already turned back that morning for the in-season hatchery silvers, now out there somewhere counting their luck. When under our small boat the sea gave a roll like a giant turning over in sleep, lifting us high, so I thought an ocean liner or freighter had slipped up on us. The sudden heft of its bow wave, our matchstick toss to depth we'd taken for granted in order to venture there at all. But when I looked up, expecting collision, the quash of water from their blowholes pushed to air in unison, a pair of gray whales not 200 yards away. "Look up," I shouted, so you didn't miss the fear banishing of their passage that made nothing of us. Not even death could touch any mind of us. It was all beauty and mystery, the kind that picks you up effortlessly and darts through you for just those moments you aren't even there. Held that way, and their tons weight bodies plunged silently under again, I turned for proof to you, but the clarity was passing through as a swell under us again, and the sky of the sea set us down like a toy. And that's the way it was, and it wasn't any other way. Just looking at each other, helpless one thought and huge with power the next. We baited up, dropped our herring into slack water, 2 ghosts fishing for anything but whales.